This is Teenage Sports. I am your host, Michael Barra, back from a very long break. This is the first episode of the year, 2021. Enough of that. I'm going to try to put out some more of these weekly, daily, hopefully. But let's talk some NFL offseason. It's March 22nd, so that's how recent this is going to be. We're going to go over every single team, what they've done so far, and what I think they've done enough. Let's get started. So starting just top to bottom, Arizona Cardinals, their big signing was JJ Watt. Pairing him with Chandler Jones is going to be pretty dang good and terrible for opposing QBs. And yes, those guys are getting up in age, but I don't think it really matters. J.J. Watt, if he's on the field, is still one of the best pass rushers. And Chandler Jones, I believe, is top three in the league in the last few years in sacks when he does play. I don't believe he played at all last year. If he did, he got injured super early. But that's really deadly coming off both sides. And if they can figure out corner depth, I know they got rid of Patrick Peterson. We'll talk about where he landed later. But if they can shore up that secondary, it should be pretty good. They also re-signed Marcus Golden to 2 years, $9 million. I'm probably not going to talk about much money and the years, just base players and stuff, unless it's a super big deal like Dak Prescott, we'll get to later. They re-signed Kelvin Beachum. They signed A.J. Green, the Bengals wide receiver, to a one-year deal. Just giving Kyler Murray another weapon, nothing wrong with that. Just being a one-year deal, they're not guaranteeing a ton of money to him. Pairing him with D-Hop, I think that's a pretty good deal. This was a bigger trade that I don't think many people are talking about, but they traded for Rodney Hudson, the Raiders center, which I thought was extremely surprising because I think he's one of the best centers in the league, top five. So I was very surprised that they were able to, or they got rid of him for, I don't think, much compensation, that being the Raiders. So very surprising. But last signing, they signed kicker Matt Prater. I think I'm going to continue and will always value age at the kicking position. You want a guy that can kick the ball super far and just boom it for 50, 60 yards. But Matt Prater's been doing this for a long time. He's a savvy vet, and he knows what he's doing. So I'm trusting him to just make more than the longer ones. Because if you're having to kick 60-yard field goals all the time, then that means you're not putting up a possible touchdown drives, so that's another issue that your team has. Next, Atlanta Falcons haven't really done much. They brought in a new head coach. They were already on a super tight salary, like most teams. After I believe it was $20 million, each team had to reduce in salary cap, so that hurt some teams more than others. Obviously, teams that walked into free agency with a ton of money already weren't as hurt, but they traded for Bills tight end Lee Smith, and they signed Patriots defensive end Brandon Copeland. I mean, I don't have much to say about that. Not a ton. Like I said, they're super tight on salary. They haven't traded away a Julio Jones or a Matt Ryan, and I don't see them doing either. I think they just try to run it back, see if they can improve a bit from the draft. They have the fourth pick in the draft. So if they can try to help the defense in any way, I don't think Matt Ryan is a great quarterback, but I don't think he's definitely not bottom 20. I think he's probably around the 15-14 range, and I think that's serviceable enough. If you can get a somewhat decent defense around that, they could make a run, but that's a super difficult division. Next, the Baltimore Ravens. They signed Kevin Zeitler to a three-year deal. Good signing. Any way that you can help Lamar out there. Lamar's not a gifted passer. I've said it many times. I'm not a big Lamar guy, but he is extremely talented in running the football. And giving him more time and more space just to run is not a bad thing. I think Kevin Zeitler really does help that. after Marshall Yanda retired, I believe 2 years ago or just the year before this past season. And then they've re-signed three players, Tyus Bowser, Pernell McPhee, and Derek Wolfe, just bringing back their guys. I think this is a pretty decent offseason. They addressed the O-line need, and this is usually a team that's a really good drafting team. I mean, with the late pick of Lamar Jackson, I mean, I'm still not a big fan of him, but he won an MVP, so you can only say so much. Next, the Buffalo Bills. Re-signed three players, linebacker Matt Milano, the GOAT Darrell Williams, offensive tackle, and they also re-signed John Feliciano, three really good players, adding back to that playoff team, and then giving Josh Allen even more weapons to throw to and signing Emmanuel Sanders, pairing him up with Diggs. I would have liked to see them maybe get another running back, but running back's such at a surplus, they can find that in the late pick in the draft and not have to worry. Also, the signing of Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. I guess that team really feels like Trubisky is Josh Allen type. Trubisky has shown that he can move around in the pocket a bit, so I mean, he's not as near or even on the same planet as Josh Allen, but if they feel like they can make him better and he plays like Josh Allen, for 1 year, $2.5 million, it's not a bad deal. Next, Carolina Panthers. They franchise-tagged Taylor Motton. Then they've signed four players. They've signed Jets offensive guard Pat Eflin, linebacker Denzel Perryman, Cardinals offensive line, outside linebacker Hassan Reddick, and signed David Moore. Denzel Perryman's a pretty good linebacker. They went double linebacker heavy. I think that's going to help out their defense a lot, Hassan Reddick and Perryman. They signed Pat Eflin to a 3-year deal, help that O-line. And then signing Seahawks' David Moore, I think he's pretty good. Now, they did lose Curtis Samuel, who is a lot better than David Moore, but David Moore, maybe he just got pushed by Russ's great play, but, I mean, he had some really good plays in, like, that third or fourth wide receiver role, so maybe they can get something out of him. Next, we got the Chicago Bears. They franchise tagged Allen Robinson. I believe he's not signed that, or he may have. Either way, I would assume that he's obviously looking for a longer contract, and they probably need to find that here soon because he is a really good wide receiver that has been catching balls from absolute bums the last few years. Next, they re-signed Mario Edwards. They signed my boy, Andy Dalton, for a year, and re-signed Deion Bush. Not a great offseason. I mean, Andy Dalton didn't shine necessarily in the Cowboys role. Now, he also didn't have an O-line. I believe there's a point where there wasn't a single starter from the first game starting on that O-line, and he didn't have a defense either, but I don't think Andy Dalton is your quarterback situation or helping that quarterback situation or your answer. And I just think it's a little bold to bring in Andy, but I mean, if he's their bridge to something, like if they are able to get Trey Lance later on, if he doesn't go high and they bridge Andy Dalton to get to Trey Lance, who could be really good, but I don't see Andy Dalton taking that team to the playoffs, and if they do go to the playoffs, very far at all. Next, we got the Cincinnati Bengals. They signed defensive end Trey Hendrickson, signed my Cowboys, Chidobe Awuzie, Steelers, Mike Hilton, and offensive tackle Riley Reiff. So Trey Hendrickson's really good, but they also, while doing that, let Carl Lawson, who's probably an even player, go. They also let William Jackson go, who is better than Chidobe. Chidobe is not a good cornerback. I've seen it for many years as a Cowboys fan. He's not good. Mike Hilton's not bad. He's been with that Steelers team for a while. That's always usually been a pretty decent defense. And then Riley Reiff on the offensive tackle. You need to give Joey Burrow some help over there, because that man was getting hit in the pocket about every 2 seconds. So hopefully they'll help him out a bit more in the draft. But I don't think this is a great offseason. They could have just re-signed Carl Lawson instead of going and getting Trey Hendrickson. They went double cornerback, which I think is helpful. But Chidobe is not your answer, and who knows how good Mike Hilton will be. And they got him on a 4-year deal. But next, we got the Cleveland Browns. Pretty good offseason here. They re-signed Rams safety John Johnson III. They signed Tack McKinley. They signed Rams cornerback Troy Hill. They signed Malik Jackson and re-signed Rashad Higgins. They did a lot. That secondary is going to be a lot better with John Johnson and then Troy Hill. Tack McKinley, who has shown flashes of being good. This is probably, this is just a 1-year, pretty low cost deal. So if he isn't good, they can honestly just cut him. Just adding on to the Myles Garrett defensive line. I don't see anything wrong with that, along with Malik Jackson, a big run stopper. But I think this is one of the better off seasons that I've talked about so far. They needed to help that secondary, and they got help. This is a pretty good offseason for a Cleveland Browns team that we can say overachieved last year. But if it wasn't an overachievement and they added, then I mean, we can maybe see them winning a playoff game or two. Next, my Dallas Cowboys. They started the offseason, or before the offseason, signing Dak Prescott to a very large deal. I believe it was 4 years, $160 million. Many say it's overpaid. I think it's a lot of freaking money, but it's kind of what we did to ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot not signing him a year ago, or even a season before that. We did this to ourselves. We knew it was going to happen. We just let him play on the franchise tag. He got hurt. And honestly, whenever Andy Dalton played, not very great. I love Andy Dalton, but it didn't help out our cause in trying to get Dak Prescott on the low. But we got him. We re-signed CJ Goodwin, a really good special teamer. Re-signed Jordan Lewis, who I think was one of the, or probably the best of the corners that were on the team, other than the guy that we drafted in the draft this past season. I don't even remember his name. But we also signed, I believe just like 2 days ago, Keanu Neal, a safety. Hallelujah, we finally signed a safety. I didn't think it would ever happen, but we did. And then we signed like a backup, Ty Nesechi or something, a Bills offensive tackle, just a backup guy, backup swing tackle that'll play whenever Tyron gets hurt, because it's inevitable. But this is not a very good offseason. We didn't have a ton of money before Dak. We signed Dak, we didn't have much money after that. This happens when you pay a running back a bunch of money, even if that running back is good. I still don't agree with paying a running back, paying a defensive tackle that's not, or a defensive end, DeMarcus Lawrence, who's not been very good. We have a lot of money in a lot of places that don't need to be places that have money. But not a great offseason so far. Hopefully we can get like a Malik Hooker and continue to add to that secondary that just gets bombed. But moving on, Denver Broncos, they re-signed Justin Simmons, one of the best safeties, probably top three safeties in the league. They exercised their option for Von Miller. They signed Washington cornerback Ronald Darby. They signed Kyle Fuller, re-signed Shelby Harris, and signed Vikings running back Mike Boone. Pretty mid offseason. They went double cornerback Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller. Kyle Fuller signing is a really good signing. He's still really good, and the Bears cut him because he had a very, very large cap hit. So with that top 10 pick that the Broncos still have, they really don't have to take a look at corner now. I mean, they still may to go younger, but they can if they want to go O-line or if they want to grab one of those quarterbacks and don't feel confident in Drew Lock. And I don't know if Drew Lock has shown that you should feel confident in him. I really don't think he's shown that. I think they have a lot of options now that they've grabbed Kyle Fuller, who's really, really solid, and then they're going to see what Ronald Darby can do. But and keeping Justin Simmons around for 4 years on $61 million, I think, is a really good contract, and I think they did really good with this offseason so far. Now they just got to figure out the draft. Next, the Detroit Lions, they re-signed Romeo Okawara. I probably butchered that. They signed the Packers running back Jamal Williams, traded for Rams Michael Brockers, and signed Jets Breshad Perriman. The biggest thing they've done is trading away Matthew Stafford to the Rams and getting back Jared Goff and some picks. I think that was a pretty even trade. Some will try to tell you that the Lions got a lot more, but the Rams got a really good quarterback. They haven't done a ton. None of these picks or things really make me super giddy about how this team's going. I mean, they're going to rebuild. Michael Brockers is not a terrible defensive end, but he could be moved at the deadline this next year for picks. Romeo Okawara, a decent player, signed him for 3 years, $39 million. Jets wide receiver Breshad Perriman. Just a bunch of mid-like stuff that they really haven't done anything, but I don't really expect them to have done anything. This is not a team that needs to go out and try to compete right now. Next, the Green Bay Packers. They haven't done anything. All they've done is re-sign Aaron Jones. That is all they've done. Next, Houston Texans. They have done a lot. With the allegations towards Deshaun Watson right now, who knows if he will get moved because of that. Obviously, he wants out and does not want to play on that team, but he may not have a choice now if these allegations do come out to be true. They've done a lot. They've traded for Marcus Cannon, Patriots offensive tackle. They've acquired Shaq Lawson for Benandrick McKinney, yes. They signed Mark Ingram, signed Kamu Grégoire-Hill. I am butchering this. They signed Packers linebacker Christian Kirksey. They signed Bills wide receiver Andre Robertson. They signed Raiders defensive tackle Malik Collins. Re-signed Vernon Hargraves. They signed Tyrod Taylor, quarterback. They signed cornerback Terrence Mitchell. Re-signed Pharaoh Brown. Traded for Bengals Ryan Finley. And signed Broncos Philip Lindsay. They've done a lot. They've put a lot together. I didn't know they had this much money. I guess this isn't a lot of guaranteed money. These are a lot of lower tier players to fill roster spots. But, they've brought in two quarterbacks, so it makes you think they want to move, or they're going to try to move Deshaun Watson, but it may become increasingly harder now that these allegations have come out at a perfect timing where he wants to get traded and everything, and they may not definitely, they may just not trade him now at this point because his value may have gone down because of these allegations, and they're not going to take a value cut on it. I don't blame them, but this team is being run into the ground. I'd like to see Tyrod Taylor get some playing time. He kind of got screwed over by the Chargers because he got a punctured lung or something, and then Justin Herbert came in and won the Rookie of the Year, so kind of sucks for him. But moving on, Indianapolis Colts, they had a ton of money coming into this. They have a really smart GM and Chris Ballard, I believe is his name. They've only done two moves, though. They re-signed Marlon Mack and re-signed Xavier Rhodes. Their big thing was trading for Carson Wentz. If this Carson Wentz trade works out for them, it was an absolute steal because they're not footing a ton of the cost there. They didn't trade him for a lot. Trade for him. Yeah, I said that right. But y'all know what I mean. If he turns out to be back in, 2019, I believe was his, or maybe in 2017, whenever he had his MVP season and then got hurt, they can get that back. Oh, this Colts team's going to be ridiculous because that's a top five defense, the best O-line in the league. I'm still questioning. They have all this money. They just don't have any wide receivers. Michael Pittman, I believe, is their best wide receiver. They don't really have a lot of tight end talent. And they have some, but they need to get Carson Wentz some help here. I would assume they're going to just try to do it through the draft and play what they have and hope it's enough. It's a bold strat, but it's one that they hope works. Next, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've done a lot as well. They franchise-tagged offensive tackle Cam Robinson. They signed Seahawks cornerback Shaquille Griffin to a 3-year deal. They signed Chargers Rashawn Jenkins to a 4-year deal. Signed Bears defensive tackle Roy Robertson Harris. They signed Dwayne Smoot. They signed Carlos Hyde. They signed Steelers defensive and Tyson Alulu. I don't think I said that right. They re-signed Sidney Jones. They signed Lions wide receiver Marvin Jones. And they traded for tight ends Malcolm. Traded for the Saints defensive tackle Malcolm Brown. Sorry. Shaquille Griffin's a decent cornerback. They're obviously getting ready for Trevor Lawrence to come into this team. They won the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, so I'd assume they are extremely happy about that. They really can't botch that up. Just get Trevor and try to build an O-line around him. I like some of these moves, but none of these are real huge moves. They went pretty defensive heavy, which is good, but DJ Chark's not going to be enough for Trevor to throw at. So maybe getting him they did get him Marvin Jones. I think he's good for about 800 yards a season, but more, just give him more. Kansas City Chiefs, this is a decent offseason. This team is so good and so smart. Somehow they were able to find 5 years and $80 million. I don't understand what Madden setting they're playing on to go sign an offensive guard for 5 years, $80 million. But they signed Joe Thuney, one of the best interior guards in the league. They re-signed Taco Charlton. They released Damian Williams, who opted out last year and really doesn't have a place on the team anymore, with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then they signed the one-year retired Kyle Long, who is really good in his heyday. And if he is able to start and play, that's a steal for 1 year and $1.5 million. But this team just finds money. They have the highest paid player in the league, and they're able to just still dish out 5 years, $80 million, with a $20 million pay cut in the salary. Like, I guess players are taking less guaranteed money to come play with the Chiefs because they know they can probably get a ring. So it's not hurting their cap as much. That's just me pulling crap out of my butt because, I mean, I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense, but next, go to the Las Vegas Raiders. They've done a good bit, too, trying to reshape this team. They signed Ravens defensive end Yannick Ngakoue. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yannick, with a last name Ngakoue. Something. That's an MMA fighter. Close. 2 years, $26 million. They trade away Rodney Hudson. I already talked about that. I didn't like that for them. They signed John Brown. They re-signed Zay Jones. They signed Kenyon Drake. I don't know why when you have Josh Jacobs, but signed Kenyon Drake to a 2-year $11 million. They re-signed Jonathan Haken, signed Solomon Thomas, and re-signed Nicholas Morrow. I mean, this is a mid-offseason. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's poor, but it's just kind of mid. Chargers. This is a pretty decent offseason. They signed Packers Corey Linsley, really good center. This team needs to give Herbert some more time, and they're doing that. They re-signed Michael Davis, re-signed their kicker, Michael Bagley. They signed Saints Jared Cook, tight end. They signed Steelers offensive line Matt Feeler. So they got two probably new O-line starters. Just a good – they did what they needed to do. I'm a fan of this offseason for them. This is a good young team. They need to improve on the defensive side, but other than that, it's pretty decent. Rams, all they've done is re-sign Leonard Floyd. He's really good. 4 years, $64 million. They also brought in Matthew Stafford. So this team is going to be better with Stafford. I'm saying they win that division. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't done my divisions yet, but it's going to be a good division over there, and they're going to be a really good team in it. Next, Miami Dolphins. They acquired or traded for Isaiah Wilson. He was released a few days ago. He was a first-round pick for the Titans, I believe, last year, and I think he just can't stay out of his own way, wasting all that talent doing dumb things, and he can't get on a team now because, yeah, he's just doing dumb things. They acquired Benedrick McKinney for Shaq Lawson, so they got a linebacker for a D-end. They signed Justin Coleman, they signed Will Fuller, and they signed Adam Butler. This is a little bit under. They also lost the greatest player of all time, Ryan Fitzpatrick. They also cut Kyle Van Noy for cap issues. Kyle Van Noy is a really good defensive linebacker for that team, and I think they're going to feel that. I don't think McKinney is going to cover for Kyle Van Noy and what he provides, but Will Fuller's a good one. They needed another wide receiver, so I like that. And then getting a D-tackle and Adam Butler is not a bad addition. Patriots players, you know, they like bringing him over there. That's their head coach. He worked there, so. Next, Minnesota Vikings. They signed Dalvin Tomlinson to a two-year deal, defensive tackle. They signed Chargers Nick Vigil. They re-signed Chad Beebe and signed cornerback Patrick Peterson. This is a really good offseason. They needed a defensive tackle, a good run stopper. They got that exactly in Dalvin Tomlinson. It's a really good deal. And then they have a super young, I would probably say the youngest cornerback core in the league. And they bring in Patrick Peterson, one of the better cornerbacks of the last 7 years, I'd say. And he should add a lot of value as a mentor, probably as a cornerback two or maybe a cornerback one in that team. For 1 year, $10 million, I think that's a really underrated deal for them and a really good deal. And I wish the Cowboys would have brought him in. He's just a great player, and he's like a Richard Sherman, even though I'm not a big fan of Richard Sherman, and he's declined a lot. I mean, the value you're getting for the mentorship is past the stats. Okay, I need to take a drink of water before I say the Patriots. Holy. Okay, Belichick went crazy. He did not like losing. Stay with me here. He signed Titans tight end Jonnu Smith. He signed Chargers tight end Hunter Henry. He signed Ravens Matt Judon. He signed the Eagles Jalen Mills safety. He signed wide receiver Nelson Aguilar. He signed wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. Defensive tackle Davin Godchu. He acquired who I believe was just on his team a few years ago, Trent Brown from the Raiders. In a trade, they re-signed Dietrich Wise. They signed Henrik Anderson. They re-signed Justin Bethel. They signed Ted Karras. They brought back Kyle Van Noy, who was previously on the Dolphins, and they re-signed David Andrews. Holy crap! This is probably the best offseason. ESPN has him as ranked, or CBS has him ranked as a B. This is a really good offseason. They had the money, they spent it. The double tight end thing. Obviously, you don't want to bring up Aaron Hernandez's name, but that was one of the better teams is when they had the double tight end set, and Jonnu and Hunter Henry are probably both top six tight ends, top seven, and now they're on the same team. They brought back Cam Newton, so, but still not sure what they're going to do in the quarterback department. That's the only thing that's probably going to hold this team back, because Bill can put together a team around all with all this and all these players that they brought in. But the new double tight end set with Jonnu and Hunter Henry, I like both of those signings. They signed Matt Judon for 4 years, $56 million, a really good outside linebacker. For Jalen Mills, safety, helping out the safety or the secondary, Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne, giving finally some dang wide receivers in the on the team. I don't think they're 1,200, 1,300 passing yard receivers, but that's really, I don't think, what they're looking at here. They're wanting their tight end sets to be really good, and then you need wide receivers around that. But then you brought in defensive tackle Davin Godchew, just really good signing for 2 years. They retraded for Trent Brown, helping out that O-line, signing Henry Anderson, defensive end. I mean, there's not much more I can say. Signing Ted Karras, offensive line, who can play like all interior, so he'll probably start. Re-signed David Andrews for 4 years, $19 million, one of the better centers in the league. Great deal. I think they have won free agency. They brought in the quantity, and I think they also brought in the quality. They helped everything pretty much but the quarterback position, and they may save that for the draft, or they may just run it back with Cam Newton with added weapons. But they added to all sides of the football. They added O-line, they added defensive line, they added the wide receiver, skill position players, they added the secondary. They really did it all, and that should be noted as when they somehow win out 11 games next year. Or maybe 12 if there's 17 name games next year. I think there will be, but I'm getting a little winded over here after talking about the Patriots. But next, got the New Orleans Saints. They haven't done a ton. They franchise tagged Marcus Williams. They re-signed Jameis Winston and re-signed James Hurst. They came into this offseason with probably the worst cap situation I think I've ever seen. They were about $100 million under the cap. They've released a ton of players. I don't have them labeled right now, but they released players like Emmanuel Sanders, I believe, Jared Cook. I don't even know who else, but they were to bring back Marcus Williams with the franchise tag. They signed they signed Jameis Winston back, who I'd assume is going to be their quarterback. I don't know, understand why you'd run it back with anybody else. But Jameis, I think, is going to take that 1 year, $5.5 million. I think that's a decent deal for Jameis. I have nothing else to think or say about that. But the big thing was Drew Brees retiring. I think it was time. He was in a pretty hard regression, and he has an age like Tom Brady, and I'm just more surprised they were able to get under that cap hit of $100 million. But anyway, New York Giants, they re-signed Leonard Williams to a big deal, 3 years, $63 million. Just recently, they signed Kenny Golladay, signed Kyle Rudolph, they signed Devontae Booker, running back, they signed John Ross, one of the fastest players in the league, who just can't stay healthy. They signed quarterback Mike Glennon and signed Vikings Ifedi Odenigbo. I don't think I said that right, but this is scary because of my Cowboys being in this division. This team, this is a pretty dang good offseason. Given Daniel Jones a really good weapon in Kenny Golladay, I think he's super solid. They brought back Leonard Williams, Kyle Rudolph, another tight end they can add to that team. It's really just going to be on what Daniel Jones can do and what his ceiling is. If he can go out there and actually play really good football, this division is up for grabs. So it's wouldn't be crazy to say that they are the division they're not favorites, but they could take it pretty easily. Next, surprisingly, pretty good offseason by the New York Jets. They franchise tagged Marcus May, really good safety. They signed Corey Davis. They signed Carl Lawson, defensive end. They signed Gerard Davis, linebacker. They signed wide receiver Keelan Cole and Raiders safety LaMarcus Joyner. I think that's really good for them. They're probably 100% going to go quarterback, whether it's Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, or they may just send it and go freaking Trey Lance, but they aren't going to get Trevor Lawrence, of course, but getting Corey Davis in here, I think, is a pretty good wide receiver two he was for the Titans. bringing in Carl Lawson, Keelan Cole, wide receivers, really good. I think this is a pretty good offseason for them, just preparing for whatever quarterback they're going to get and just build it slowly, build it smart. Don't get into cap hell like you guys did just a few years ago, bringing in Le'Veon Bell and their two middle linebackers that aren't great, but like C.J. Mosley and Avery Williamson, who they eventually traded. Just don't be dumb. I love seeing this one. Philadelphia Eagles, they've signed Anthony Harris, and that's it. I wanted Anthony Harris on the Cowboys. I think he's a really extremely good player, but that's all they've done, and I'm fine with that. Brought in a new head coach. They traded away Carson Wentz. Who knows what they're going to do at quarterback? Is it going to be Jalen Hurts, or is it going to be dang Nate Sutfield? But I love seeing Eagles suck. Next, Steelers. They brought back Juju. They signed Cameron Sutton. They re-signed Zach Banner and released Vince Williams. Not a ton. They brought back Big Ben. They haven't signed anybody new, just bringing back their guys, and I guess they're just going to try to run it back. Next, the Steelers re-signed Kyle Juszczyk for 5 years. Any other dang team or any other freaking head coach that signed a fullback for 5 years, $27 million, would be called crazy, but I believe in Shanahan, and I like me a good fullback. They re-signed Emmanuel Mosley, re-signed Jason Verrett, who had a really good comeback season last year. It was really cool to see. They signed Samson Abuakam. They re-signed Trent Williams for 6 years, up to $138 million. He's the left tackle. He's really good. If he can stay on the field, might be the best left tackle in the league. If he's healthy and staying on the field, he is the best left tackle in the league in my eyes. He just moves people. He's so strong, absolute beast, and he's going to be an anchor for whatever quarterback you have for the next few years. If it's Garoppolo, if it's somebody that you draft. And then they also sign Alex Mack, that's a pretty good center, top 15 center, not a bad signing. This is mid to above average. I feel like this is a pretty good off season for them. I really do like it, and they're gonna obviously try to get back. They were so injured last year. As much or more as the Cowboys, and I think those are probably the two most injured teams in the league. But I mean, they lost Bosa and their whole defensive line and offensive line and wide receivers and quarterback at time. And if they can stay healthy, this team can definitely compete in the playoffs. This is still a very good team. That was just in the Super Bowl, I believe, 2 years ago. Seahawks. I don't think anybody's talking about their offseason moves. They re-signed Chris Carson. They signed Gerald Everett. They traded for Gabe Jackson, offensive lineman. And they signed Akilo Witherspoon, quarterback from the 49ers. Ain't nobody talk about any of their signings. Everyone's talking about Russ and Russ supposedly wanting to get out of there. I've been a big Russ supporter. I think in my rankings last year, I said that he was the second best quarterback in the league. I still think he's top five, but he did not have a great season last year. I think he tried to play hero ball too much, tried to do it all on his own, and I don't know if he can do that much longer in that system that wants to run the football. I don't know why he'd want to get out, though. That's a consistent 10-win team, 11-win team, playoff team. And he put teams like the Bears, the Cowboys, I don't even remember who else. Just teams that wouldn't be an instant lock to the playoffs, and I don't understand why he would want to leave that pretty good team. I give their head coach crap, but I think that at the end of the day, he's probably in his best situation just staying in Seattle. Next, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Great offseason. They did everything they needed to. Just run it back. Re-signed Shaquille Barrett to a 4-year, $68 million deal. They franchise-tagged Chris Godwin. They re-signed Levante David, re-signed Gronk, and re-signed Kyle Suckup. They re-signed all their big guys on a Super Bowl winning team. Tom took a pay cut. Tom's going to be back, obviously. I mean, what more can you say? This team's going to run it back. This team's going to be extremely good, and people should be extremely worried. But next, Tennessee Titans, they signed Bud Dupree for 5 years, $85 million. I think it's a bit overpaid, but they needed pass rushing help, and he is a very good linebacker to do that. They also signed Denico Autry. They signed Texas offensive tackle Kendall Lamb. They released Adoree Jackson. I don't like that one, but that was a cap thing. They released Dennis Kelly. They signed Janoris Jenkins. They signed Kevin King, who got absolutely burned in the playoffs. They re-signed Jayne Brown, and they signed Morgan Cox. This is a mid offseason. They released Adoree, who I think is a pretty good cornerback, but if they do feel like they just need that offensive or that pass rush, I think Bud Dupree will be really good for that team. Denico Autry is also really good. They did lose Corey Davis, so hopefully they'll be able to make it up in the wide receiver thing. But like I said, skill position players are really easy to replace in my eyes. Last one, this one hurts to say, but this has been a pretty dang good offseason for the Washington football team. They franchise tagged Brendan Sheriff. They signed the GOAT, Ryan Fitzpatrick. They re-signed their kicker, Dustin Hopkins. They signed William Jackson, cornerback, and they also signed Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel and Scary Terry is going to be really good in the wide receivers, as wide receivers. Who knows who's going to be throwing the football, but it doesn't look like it's going to be Alex Smith. I mean, it may just be Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think that's probably what they're looking at, is just throwing Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. And you know what? Send it. He'll probably lead you to the next Super Bowl. But it sucks because they're in the Cowboys division, but this team definitely got better. I do like this offseason for them. And, yeah, that's every single team. I got it done in 41 minutes. My voice hurts, but I think some of the big winners are Washington, Patriots, obviously, Chiefs, getting Joe Thuney. That's ridiculous. I don't know how they did that. Chargers had a good one. So those four, I think, were probably the big winners. Craziness. But I really... It's been a fun offseason to watch, and we're going to have the draft this next month. It looks like it's going to be an in-person draft, which is very interesting. So you love to see that. But, yeah, it's been fun. Thank you, everybody. This is up. These free agents are updated as of March 22nd. I'll probably do an updated thing talking about the draft stuff in the next few days. But, yeah, this has been Teenage Sports. I am still your host, Michael Barra. And I hope you check this out. Check out our other our other episodes. We have a lot of good ones. Yeah, and just share it. And thank you for listening.